Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little,
followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy hump day to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Thank goodness.
Hello, Tommy Little.
I need it to be Wednesday today.
Do you ever think, thank goodness, it's the middle?
Yeah, because it's closer to the end.
Really?
I'm just having a day like that today.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's giving me the irrits.
Is it? Oh, because yeah. I just...
You're not yet.
I just hate eating a salad.
I hate eating a salad. I did walk in and you were tucking into that with aggression.
Because I thought I'll do something good for my body and I have a salad. It was the worst decision I've ever made.
Well, it's because it cost you $18.
It was $18.
For a bit of... It was literally a whole bit of chicken cut up on some spinach.
Ooh.
Anyway, I need to clear something up.
What?
Yesterday...
Yes.
Remember I was telling you about the movie We Are the Millers?
Of course I remember, because this happened. I tried to open our phone lines to our beautiful people and you, look, listen to the attitude you gave.
It's a movie that's got Jennifer Aniston and Jason Bateman in it.
Which one's Jason? Oh,
Jason Bateman is so funny. They're in lots of movies together. They're in that one where they go caravanning.
That's Jason Bateman, yeah. I like Jason Bateman.
There's a funny one they're in where they're in a caravan with two kids that aren't theirs. They pretend that they're kids and they try to cross the border to Mexico. Anyway,
if you're screaming at your radio and you know what that is, give us a call, 131060.
It's really not worth calling in for.
Okay.
The other movie I was talking about is called We Are the Millers, just to clear that one up.
So that was you, that you came back after a song and you went, that's what the movie is.
Yeah.
And you refused to get our fine listeners involved because you went, I don't need them. I know what it is.
Well, I just didn't want to get us off track. I should have got us off track because it's not We Are the Millers. Jason Bateman's not even in We Are the Millers. I was confusing two movies. Jason Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston are in We Are the Millers.
Right.
In the show that I was talking about called The Switch. Had Jennifer Aniston and Jason Bateman.
So you've steered us all. You know how many people I told last night? Hey, you know Jason Bateman's in We Are the Millers.
It's a good movie, go see it. But the reason I was talking about We Are the Millers and The Switch, the reason we were talking about The Switch was because in The Switch, it's a very long story, but in The Switch,
family.
A little boy grows up to find out that his dad isn't his dad, right?
Yes.
And I was saying there must be so many scenarios like this. We put it to our gorgeous people and many
So now they're gorgeous people. You're back on side.
Before
you didn't need them.
People called up with their family secrets.
And this is some of the family secrets I was reading. One viewer wrote in, when my great uncle was 18, he did a long stretch of jail. His parents, who were my great grandparents, told the entire family that he joined the Navy. No one knew until he died that he'd gone to serve jail time. Someone else said, I found out that my dad's parents are cousins.
My sister found out that my dad wasn't her dad.
My father, who I thought was my father, passed away. Then later on in life, found out he wasn't my father. And my real father passed away just before I got to meet him.
Oh.
And we had so many calls, we thought, let's do it again.
We couldn't get to them all. So 131060, call us with your family secrets. What you found out later in life about your family.
131060.
Put me out of my misery so I don't hear that noise anymore.
Take your calls next with Carrie and Tommy.
On calls on what?
Family secrets.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What about us is what many families around the country have said in moments of despair when they found out that their family isn't really their family.
Isn't that? What are we talking about then?
We're talking about family secrets. We're talking about when you found out.
Family portrait, we look pretty.
We look pretty happy, but underneath the surface, there's more sinister stuff going on.
There's secrets.
There's secrets.
We got Let's go back to that.
Jess on the line. Save me from Tommy's singing, Jess. Tell me your family secret.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good.
So I'm in my 40s. Back in the day, my dad got custody of me and my siblings when I was 5. So it was pretty uncommon back in the day. And when I was 15, my mum told me that he's not my father. And to this day, I don't know the truth.
But what do you mean?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so when you were 5 and your dad got custody, then you stayed in touch with your mum, or your dad got full custody and that was it, you went and lived
sort
with your dad?
Floated in and out of my life throughout my life until I turned about 20. And my mum and dad had separated before, like as I was conceived, and she came back and said that she was pregnant.
Right.
And so he doesn't know. And he raised me, and I can't ask him for a DNA test. can't do it.
But Jess, would you have any other reason? I mean, apart from your mum saying it, it sounds like your dad's been your rock through all this. Is there anything else that makes you think that? Like, do you look really different, is there anything else? You look different.
I look different, yeah. Right. I've got blue eyes, fair hair. My brother and sister have olive skin. I've got fair skin. They've got dark hair, brown eyes. So I do look different, but I will never find out the truth.
You know what? As someone who grew up in a step family, Jess, family isn't defined by whose blood you've got. So.
And he might not have the same blood as me. And same with my sister and brother. They might not have the same blood as me, but he is my dad.
The dad, yeah.
He will always be my dad. And I could never ask him for a DNA test. I could never kick him in the gut like that. Aww. So I think for me, going through life not knowing is better rather than actual knowing.
I think you're making completely the right decision. But just hypothetically, if he did get a DNA test and it turned out your biological father was someone else, would you go looking for them? Like, is that why you would want to know?
My mum has told me a fair few lies in my life, and I just want to know the truth.
Yeah.
But I'm too scared of knowing the truth.
But it sounds like you just want to know the truth, but just to get more angry at your mum, right?
I just want to know that he is my dad.
Yeah.
But
God, that would be so hard.
Yeah, he's raised me. He's put me through high school. He stood by me. He has supported me.
And even Jess, I don't know if you've got kids yet, but even just to continue on that family tree of understanding where you've come from and
But it sounds like you've got it sorted in your head. Like, it sounds like you know, and he's your dad, and so. Apart from your mum's doubting words, I wouldn't even give it a second thought.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Phil.
Anytime. Who's next on the couch there,
well,
Ms. Bigmore?
We've got Stephanie on the line. Stephanie, what's your family secret?
Hey, guys. So earlier this year, my older sister, that's 27, got an anonymous letter in the mailbox stating that her biological father isn't who mum and dad have been saying. So when our parents were confronted, mum and dad said, yeah, like, he's not your real father.
Who was the letter from?
Everybody in the whole family knew, except, me and my sister.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so it could have been...
What had happened?
What do you mean?
Like, what had happened?
My dad met my mum when she was pregnant with my older sister.
Right.
And then we just grew up thinking that he was her biological dad, but... Isn't.
I mean, it's all good stuff, isn't it?
It's just so complex.
It's
families
complex.
Are complex. Don't have time to go to Renee, but I can see Renee there saying her great grandfather pretended to die in the war so he could find a new family. Like, it's hectic what goes on in families. Like, this is really full on.
Yeah. It's I hope also it gives you a bit of solace if you're out there thinking your family's, you know, maybe not the norm. There's no norm.
Definitely no norm.
Should we do it again tomorrow?
Maybe not tomorrow, but we will do it again another day.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time to peek at Bickmore's bits.
It's time for Bickmore's bits.
He's getting braver, isn't he?
Yeah.
as soon as I said that, I was like, peek probably wasn't the right word to use.
Peeking is creepier than full-on ogling.
Absolutely.
All right. The first story I'm bringing you today provides me so much joy on so many levels, okay?
Okay.
So Oprah popped on Ellen's show to have a little catch-up. And during the YouTube segment, Ellen's Burning Questions.
Is this where they talk about...
move on. Oprah dropped that she hadn't been to a bank in 29 years. Here's what she had to say.
I went to the bank recently because I hadn't been to the bank since 1988.
What did you go to the bank for?
To deposit $1 million.
Really?
Yeah.
A check?
Yeah. I just wanted to go there just to do it, just to see.
You stood in line?
I stood in line.
And deposited $1 million?
Yeah, just to do it.
Wow, how did that feel?
It felt fantastic.
I bet it did.
It was fantastic.
That's fantastic.
Actually, it was $2 million.
2 million.
Has she lost the plot? What happened? Because the butler used to go, I couldn't make it.
I went and stood amongst the peasants.
Okay, first of all, I don't go to the bank that often either because everybody, not many people
someone
go
else
to the bank.
Deposits you $1 million checks.
Most people are doing things online. But 1988, to not have been into a bank since 1988.
Were there even ATMs in 88?
But
it's
also,
just getting people to get cash out for it.
Do people still write checks? Like, are you depositing a check for $1 million? Oh, sorry, I forgot. I was two.
You know what? She's just guaranteed. That's why celebrities get robbed. Like if
you're carrying around
Oprah's
going
to be watching her back, people would just be like, hey, Oprah's carrying around $1 million each time she goes to the bank.
But that is quite, if we pull it back seriously, that's probably why she doesn't go to the bank.
Because she's worried she'll get robbed.
Maybe.
Well, then why does she tell us she's got $2 million every time?
Because we know she's worth $3.1 billion.
Is she?
Yeah.
Why is she wasting her time going to the bank?
$2 million, that's chump change. All right, this next story, I'm bringing it because of you, because you brought this up in our meeting today, and you love this story. I'm not sure why, because I find it incredibly depressing.
A new
study from Edinburgh University can find no plausible biological reason to explain why grandparents exist. While grandparents may provide love and support for grandchildren, in most animals, there's no reason to stay alive once they've reproduced and their children have been raised. For anyone over 50, there's no need for you to be here anymore, what you're saying.
I think it's a little misleading because what they're talking about is they can't understand why we age past the age of 50. It's got nothing really to do with whether you're grandparents or not, right?
And the study I saw today mostly focused on women. The scientists are perplexed as to why women live beyond 50 because it's to do with childbearing.
Right.
So you're trying to get rid of us old bags? Is that what you're trying to do?
Us old bags? How old? When are you getting up close to 50?
If that's how long we got, I don't have much longer.
Bickmore's been lying about her age. I did wonder why for the last 10 years she's been going, I'm 29.
No, but I've got so much more to do it. I don't have a lot of time to do it if I've only got till 50.
I just find these things fascinating. It's like the nipples on men thing. I find it fascinating where we've got to a point now where clearly the purpose for things in our body, we're living in buildings and all these things are so unnatural that I find it fascinating.
So go back to nipples on men thing. What's the nipple on men?
Well, why have men got nipples?
I don't know. You brought the story. Do you not have the answer?
Because why?
Oh, Sonda does, our producer.
Because we
not
all...
so you can twerk them, because I know why you. Because you need something for the other end of the chains.
It's because you develop them in the womb before it's genetically determined
what
sex you are.
Yeah, but I guess the next question is why then? Why don't they develop after? Because I thought nipples were their primary,
their
primary function
was
for feeding, right?
Arms, both.
That's right. They're just developing, and then
yeah. But I thought their primary function was feeding, right?
It is.
Yeah, but then why don't they develop after genders assigned?
No, because that's why they switch off and don't become anything more.
They don't become breasts.
Do we have other bits like that?
Oh God. We don't have time for this.
What other thing do we have that's the same that?
Well, appendix, but that's because we used to use what? Sonda's
pointing down. Is this the where nether
else?
Region.
Oh, no, this is, we've just gone to where else have you got pierced? This is a completely different topic.
Okay, my final bit for you today. You know Malcolm from Malcolm in the Middle?
The kid,
he doesn't remember being in the middle.
Doesn't he?
No. Frankie Muniz, who played Malcolm in the Middle, has admitted... Muniz?
Frankie Muniz.
No, Muniz.
Muniz.
Muniz?
Muniz.
He doesn't remember.
This is why we shouldn't exist after 50, because we're starting to lose the plot already.
Okay, he's had 9 concussions.
Who has Muniz?
And several...
I don't think you're allowed to laugh over what you're about to say.
I'm not.
I think it's quite serious.
Anyway, he's gone on to talk about other things that's happened to his brain. And as a result, he can't remember being in the show.
Who can't?
Muniz.
So what do you want to do with this information? What name should you have read before you went live on air? Is that what you want to do calls on?
No, but how many
say this guy's name?
They have how many seasons of Malcolm in the Middle?
What, for you to learn his name? About 13,
no,
I reckon.
He doesn't remember any of it. How do you not remember that much of your life, that big a chunk? That's crazy. 6 years and 7 seasons of it. That's what I've just read.
Who are we talking about again?
I want to speak to other people that don't remember chunks of their life.
This is an impossible phoner. You know this because you're essentially asking, what don't you know?
No, but you'd know, friends would have said to you, remember this, and you'd go, no,
right.
I don't remember that at all.
Good.
13, 10, 60.
What don't you remember?
Yeah.
And we'll also take a call on how do you say that bloke's name.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland. I had a pretty full-on life growing up. It was a full-on world living with mentally ill, drug and alcohol addicted parents, constantly moving, sometimes to good places, sometimes not. There were very crazy times, hard times and funny times too. I even wrote a book about it, my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl. It's been a few years since the book came out, and now my mum is sober. She's finally read the book, and she has some thoughts about it. The first is that most of my memoir is a lie. Now is our time to talk it out, and we're doing it in a podcast. Mum says my memoir is a lie. Listen at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're asking about things that have happened in your...
Oh, no.
Okay, because it's got the giggles.
I've got the... giggles because I can't say Frankie Moon is his name.
Yes.
But anyway, I think it's because I'm not focusing on the Moonies.
Well, the good thing is, if you say his name wrong, he's not going to remember it in a little while anyway.
No, he's talked about Malcolm from Malcolm in the Middle. He's talked about how he doesn't remember being on the show. Mm. He said he's got this memory issue to do with concussions and he's had several mini strokes. He said his girlfriend keeps a daily diary for him, but that he hasn't seen a doctor about it. Surely if you're not remembering chunks of your life, you're seeing a doctor about it.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yes?
I reckon before you're making your girlfriend keep a diary for you. If I was his missus, I'd go, you get me a doctor's certificate and then I'll start jotting a page a day, champion.
I know. Full on tenure in Melbourne. Is there a part, like a chunk of your life for some reason you don't remember?
Yeah, there is. My pregnancy. I remember bits and pieces, but not most of it.
Because you were drunk the whole time, Tan?
I wish. No, it's cause I got sick, quite sick. Yeah, I got sick after my pregnancy and... I end up having to get some treatment done and, yeah, just made me lose all my memories pretty much of my pregnancy.
You didn't blank it. It's in you can't remember it because you lost some of that memory time. It's not that it was so bad that you've just kind of put it out of your mind.
No, it's because of a treatment I received and it just, pretty much blanked out my pregnancy.
Tan, have you had more? Was it just the one pregnancy? Have you had more?
No, it's only been that one pregnancy so far. So
Did it blank out the birth?
I wish, no. I remember that completely. I remember the pain of that one.
Hey, Tan. Let's go to Michaela. Hey, Michaela, I know it's a strange question, but what don't you remember?
Well, yeah, it's not me, it's my dad.
Okay.
So there's a period about 12 years when I was young that, yeah, he doesn't remember, like, due to a disorder that he had. So I'd talk about times that we went fishing and he'd be like, oh, did we go fishing? And I'm like, we went fishing heaps. And then, yeah, he just doesn't remember because this disorder he had... Yeah, so
is it a form of amnesia?
No, it was more of a side effect from the disorder that he has. So yeah, caused a lot of issues more than just like it was a lot of it was to the pain as well. So,
Michaela, are you ever just making up things that you did to try and put them in there?
No, my life isn't that exciting that I can do those things, but no.
From primary school
to mid-high school. A lot of stuff Dad doesn't remember about us kids and all that. So
I mean, if it helps, I think my dad wishes if he got some of my childhood with him. Let's go to Trent. Trent, what don't you remember?
Oh, well, according to my missus, I don't remember 99% of our relationship. She just goes, like, oh, do you remember this? And I'm like, nah.
And Trent, just one thing to finish us off. Do you know how to say Frankie's last name?
No, not a clue. I've not seen Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, okay.
Just to clarify, also, Ross has called up just to let you know that men have nipples because sometimes they
have to breastfeed. Who? I've tried that line on so many women and it hasn't worked once.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Get ready to party!
Frontier Touring and the Hit Network present R&B Fridays Live 2017 with Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul and many more.
Oh yeah.
R&B Q&A.
R&B Q&A, R&B Fridays Live. It kicks off around the country this weekend. Head to frontiertouring.com to see if tickets are available in your city.
Who have we got today?
Oh, hopefully not the spuds that we've had for the last 2 days.
Oh, don't be like that. We've got Priya on the line and Natasha. You guys ready to go?
Hi.
Hey, guys. Now, firstly, do you like R&B?
Yes.
Great.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's kick it off. First question, you've got to buzz in with your names as your buzzer, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sing the next line in this song.
But above all this, I wish you
Go for it, Priya.
And
nailed it.
Priya.
That was the easiest question I've ever heard, ever, ever in a game show.
Mate, there are people from Tuesday and Monday show still sitting listening going, nah, I wouldn't have got this either.
Okay, so one to Priya. Next question. Off you go, Tommy.
Guys, Natasha, you're back in this. You need this to stay in the game. The question is, Nicki Minaj, Ariana Grande, and who are on this track?
Priya.
Oh, Priya, go for it.
Jessie J.
Oh, yes. Priya!
I reckon we could ask Priya the questions from yesterday the day before and she'd get them right.
I'm just happy that the game didn't take 20 minutes.
That's great. Then you are going to love R&B Fridays Live. We'll see you there, Priya.
Oh, thanks, Kerry, Tommy. Love your show. Love you guys.
Sorry, Natasha.
Love you. Have a ripper.
If you want to get involved, you can do so. Hit.com.au.
Kerry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We have found out a little bit of extra information. So producer Caitlin, friend, still sleeps with her son's bed, despite the fact that he's 19.
Yes.
And we're chatting whether it's weird
and
or not.
And I was just saying, I think you're making it weirder than it needs to be. But then I just found out he does have a girlfriend too.
Imagine the girlfriend coming over and him telling the girlfriend, you got to sleep on the couch because there's not room for you, mum, and me in this bed.
That's how it would happen.
How would it happen?
Maybe when she's not there, he brings mummy in instead.
Or then when she comes over and she goes, this bed smells like your mum.
Sexy. Ben's on the line. Ben. Is it
wowee.
Or not?
Wowee, Ben. Correct. Wowee.
Wowee. Carrie, how can you make it weirder than what it already sounds? It's a 19-year-old sleeping in bed with his mother. Talk about mummy issues.
Oh, Benny, I love you. You're great.
Freaking hell.
You wouldn't be caught dead sleeping in bed with your mum when you were 19, Ben.
I wouldn't be caught in the same bedroom as my mother when I was 19.
Very good, Ben. Thank you for talking some sense into this show.
Ben stands on it. What about Tanya in Coffs Harbour? Tanya, is it weird or not?
No, well, it's only weird if you make it weird. Like, if you're a girl and you're sleeping in the same bed as your mum, that wouldn't be weird. So why is it weird?
Hang on.
Actually, that's true.
Hang on, Tanya. If you're a 19-year-old girl and you're sleeping in the same bed as your mum, on a daily occurrence,
not
that's weird.
You're making it a daily occurrence.
It's just one off. You're making it weird. This is
No, because it's weird.
Like I slept with my mum in my early 20s. She'd come over to visit from Perth.
That's why you're thinking it's not. No, she comes over to visit. You're adding the holidays thing in again. The holidays thing is a completely different thing. These are people in their normal lives.
Just living in the same house.
Just living in their lives in the same house going, jump into bed with me.
Okay, Steph.
And they go, I will, you weirdo.
Is it weird or not?
You there, Steph?
Steph, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, is it weird or not?
It is the weirdest thing ever. I am 20 years old and me and my boyfriend started going out when we were 19. And if he said to me, occasionally my mum still sleeps in my bed, I would say, see you later, mate. We would not be together. That is, I've never called up a radio station, but this is the weirdest thing. Like, I pulled over. I was like, no way.
Our phones have, good on you, Steph. You're a legend. Our phones have actually gone into meltdown. And let's
just go finish with Casey.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yay or nay, is it weird?
Guys, I'm a big daddy's girl. I slept in the same bed with my dad occasionally until I was 25.
There you go.
This is what we needed to finish off. Another weirdo.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And I've had about enough of this. I'm not getting the respect I deserve as a supreme athlete. You keep thinking I'm not going to do this half marathon on Sunday.
Will you not?
Well, I beg to differ. I'm going to go for a big run after this. Just test my calf, my dodgy gammy calf. Mm. And if it is good, I am on. And if it is not,
we'll find out tomorrow. That is the greatest tease of
ever. What a tease.
Well, you have to turn up. You're contractually obliged.
Stick around for that.
Did Tommy make his run or not?
At least
we're out of here. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.